Show time?
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna get anything out of it.
Test.
Get another bad article.
Chris Democrats say they're gonna be pissed. It's gonna be murder.
Well, it's lying in this paper. You're trying to run away from the phone.
Should we go ahead with this?
Yeah.
Alright, go.
Quiet out there.
Quiet!
Please. No talking.
Not a fucking word. It drips in all the way from out there.
No talking.
Okay, how do you copy me?
Well, there's somebody next to us, but I copy you pretty loud and clear.
Okay, let's start. What happens if they start breaking in with questions in the middle? You have questions at the end. This is our turn.
So you'll have, you'll be interviewing each one of these people with some questions, will be giving their statement in a moment.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Roger. My name is Harriet Trock. I have a law degree and I'm currently teaching at the Jonestown Community School. I have a statement to make on behalf of People's Temple in response to the grossly false and malicious statements that continue to be made about our community here in Guyana. Do you copy? Individuals participating in a self-styled group of concerned relatives have now publicly threatened to hire mercenaries to illegally enter Guyana and use whatever means necessary, including armed attack and kidnap, to capture members of the People's Temple community. These threats were made public in a California newspaper. People's Temple has already alerted the President, the U.S. State Department, and appropriate government officials in Guyana. Do you copy?
He didn't say anything about you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do you copy me? Forget it. If they can't,
that means how do you copy it? Gary's not
copy. Okay, is the copy, what is the signal report on the copy on that end, please? Over.
They did not copy it, but they copied out.
Roger. My name is Harriet Trock. I have a law degree and I'm currently teaching at the Jonestown Community School. I have a statement to make on behalf of People's Temple in response to the grossly false and malicious statements that continue to be made about our community here in Guyana. Do you copy? This is going to take a long time and they're going to get pissed. But who gives it? Individuals participating in a self-styled group of concerned relatives have now publicly threatened to hire mercenaries to illegally enter Guyana and use whatever means necessary, including armed attack and kidnap, to capture members of the People's Temple community. Do you still copy? I have to do each
sentence. I think you might slow down a bit.
Okay. Roger, these threats were made public in a California newspaper. People's Temple has already alerted the President, the U.S. State Department, and appropriate government officials in Guyana. Do you copy, and am I still reading too fast, please? The group of concerned relatives is a cruel, monstrous hoax. The threat to send mercenaries, hired guns, who will violate laws and resort to killing and mayhem to fulfill their contract, reveals again the real nature of the efforts of these concerned relatives. Do you copy?
Say, and they're a small number compared to all of the relatives you are planning to visit here.
Okay, I have a long statement on that road. I'll put it in there. Okay, I'll put it in here again. Those responses will be given when this statement is finished. Can I say that? I'm happy that's fine. We demand to know where the money is coming from to get hired killers. We also demand that the media, which has shown such eagerness to attack our organization, show equal vehemence in condemning this criminal effort and exposing its perpetrators. Do you copy?
I'm about one-third finished.
I'm about one-third finished, and I will continue. Actually, this is not a new tactic in the moves against the Guyana community. Armed agents have already been sent in illegally and have tried to assassinate Jim Jones and others, as well as kidnap people. Those attempts have been successfully thwarted. Do you copy?
Roger, go ahead. If you can say something, nothing has been... This is a small group.
Okay.
Nothing has been mentioned for many
times. As soon as I get this sentence, I'll do it. We hope that the public will see the cruelty and evil behind the pious masquerading of these public liars. The people involved have been brought together and given assurances that they would be backed up in whatever they would try to do against People's Temple. Their number is very small in comparison to the many relatives and parents who are coming here to visit the project. Do you copy? Our community is a dramatic expression of our deep desire to build a meaningful future for mankind based on cooperation and sharing and the eradication of class division. Our contribution has been recognized by many, many people who have come to visit our democratic socialist cooperative, teachers, workers, government officials, people from all walks of life in Guyana, as well as representatives from nations the world over, have come and congratulated us for what is being accomplished. Do you copy?
Someplace they break, and then you have to repeat it all.
They have praised us for the example of cooperative living and diligent development of this beautiful region. The chairman of the Guyana Livestock Corporation, a man who is a member of one of the most important business families in Guyana, called this project the purest form of socialism he had ever seen, a community without elitism. Do you copy? Just this week, 35 educators from the McKenzie School District, together with a delegation of the most outstanding students in the entire nation, visited us unannounced and spent the entire day. They were overwhelmed by what we are doing. We are making hosts of friends here, building goodwill, providing a constructive presence that can only enhance cooperation and counteract negative stereotypes of North American people. Do you copy?
What's going on here? What's going on here in this frequency? What's going on here?
What am I going to say to this?
It's
press conference?
It's a press conference.
It's a press conference, sir. You might want to stand by and listen.
If it is constructive, I will.
Okay, do you copy?
We copy.
Our medical department is known far and wide for its excellent services, and many lives have been saved. Programs in agriculture, livestock development, a complete school system, and a host of community projects are flourishing. News media have visited here. Just a few days ago, representatives from one of the largest news agencies in the world spent several days with us. Representatives from other news agencies have been to the project as well and have pronounced it a remarkable, impressive achievement. Do you copy? Can I put this thing in here now? Within 3 to 4 weeks, several relatives and parents who are not members will be visiting here, coming even with a degree of cynicism because they have been approached by this committee. We do not ask that people who come agree with us. However, these relatives are not coming with an intention to harass, and so they are very welcome. Do you copy?
Okay, I understand.
There's another point in there where I can put that in. One is the leader of another church denomination. So that they cannot be harassed, most of them are on their way now. We object to this small committee of concerned relatives because we have firm proof from an editor that all involved in that group have talked about kidnapping and mercenaries. That type of person is not welcome by ourselves or by the people of Guyana. Do you copy? I am nearly finished. Young people here are finding productive new lives, free from the pitfalls of inner city environments that would have caused a large percentage of them to become involved in one form of antisocial behavior or another. Behavior which would have cost the U.S. taxpayers hundreds and thousands of dollars. We are tired of seeing people and organizations that are trying to develop constructive alternatives to build cooperative lifestyles being harassed unmercifully, lied about, falsely accused of crimes, and in many cases brought down. In recent months alone, there have been several examples of this in the Bay Area. Do you still copy?
Roger.
Here in Guyana, we have come to build a community for a significant number of people, now over 1,000, who have been hurt, angered, alienated, and victimized by adverse conditions that prevail in the decaying inner cities of advanced Western societies. Many who are not in such desperate circumstances have also come to join us and build because of the peaceful, natural environment, ideal weather, and the challenge to serve. The vast majority of our members remain in the United States and are perfectly free to do so. Do you copy? This is WB6MID portable 8R3 in an international phone patch with WA6DTJ. Finally, we would like to address ourselves to a point that has been raised, it seems, about some statement supposedly issued officially by People's Temple, but whose authorship we here are unaware of, to the effect that we prefer to resist harassment and persecution, even if it means death. Those who are lying and slandering our work here, it appears, are trying to use this statement against us. We are not surprised. Do you copy?
Roger.
However, it would seem that any person with any integrity or courage would have no trouble understanding such a position, since it is clear that the persons who are actively plotting to destroy our organization have neither integrity nor courage, we are not at all surprised that they would find it offensive. Do you copy?
Roger.
Dr. Martin Luther King reaffirmed the validity of ultimate commitment when he told his Freedom Riders, quote, "We must develop the quiet courage of dying for a cause," close quote. And then he later said, quote, "Though I hope no one will have to die as a result of our struggle, if anyone has to, let it be me." Do you copy? And we, likewise, affirm that before we will submit quietly to the interminable plotting and persecution of this politically motivated conspiracy, we will resist actively, putting our lives on the line if it comes to that. Do you copy?
They will very shortly.
They will hear the statements from the people very shortly. I am almost finished. This has been the unanimous vote of the collective community here in Guyana. We choose as our model not those who march submissively into gas ovens, but the valiant heroes who resisted in the Warsaw Ghetto. Patrick Henry captured it when he said simply, "Give me liberty or give me death." If people cannot appreciate that willingness to die if necessary, rather than to compromise the right to exist free from harassment and the kind of indignities we have been subjected to, then they will never understand the integrity, the honesty, and the bravery of People's Temple, nor the depth of commitment of Jim Jones to the principles he has struggled for all his life. Do you copy? I am about finished.
Mm-hmm.
Standing by. He said stand by.
And so the other fire is under the car.
Maybe
just freedom of movement of these people. Now we will show you the freedom of movement.
They are insisting.
One last paragraph.
We have one last paragraph, and then they will hear from the people themselves. It is not our purpose to die. We believe deeply in the celebration of life. It is the intention of Jim Jones, and always has been, to light candles rather than curse the darkness, to find and implement constructive solutions rather than merely complain about problems. But under these outrageous attacks, we have decided to defend the integrity of our community and are pledged to do this. We are confident that people of conscience and principle will understand our position. We make no apologies for it. Okay, do you copy?
I say you. We are now preparing for the interview. We are preparing the interview. We're
okay.
Preparing for. Now you'll have the interviews, and you know we
not
have freedom of movement.
Okay. Now the people who have, whose supposedly concerned relatives are so vastly concerned about them, are here and will give their statements, and you will know that we have freedom of movement, as proven by the article you have. Of our entertainment in Georgetown. It seems to me quite odd that 100 people can go to Georgetown for 2 weeks to entertain at the largest cultural center in the capital, and during which time there was actually a blackout for 2 days, and people to still insist that they had no freedom of movement. It seems quite absurd to us. But here are the folks who would like to make their statements. Okay, very slow and very loud. Do you copy?
This is Mark Wagner. I'm 16 years old. I'm going to make this short and to the point.
Do you copy?
Roger, you'll have to speak loudly.
Repeat again. Did they copy that or shall he repeat?
You can repeat. Talk loudly.
Real loud. Really? You heard how I got to pick one.
I took this side of
the hill. Can you say it again? Okay.
This is Mark Wagner, and I am 16 years old. I am going to make this short and to the point.
Do you copy that?
Roger, go ahead.
I understand that my dad, Richard Wagner, is making trouble for me here in Guyana.
Do you copy?
Roger, go ahead.
Why would I possibly want to come back to him when I am living very happily here with my mother and sister?
Do you copy?
Roger, go ahead.
He gave me pictures of him laying in bed with naked women of whom he is old enough to be their father.
Do you copy?
Roger, go ahead.
Not to mention the fact that at 60 years of age, he is strung out on drugs. I don't consider this a healthy atmosphere for me to be in.
Do you copy?
Roger.
I tried to talk to him the other night on the radio, and he was stoned out of his mind.
Do you copy?
He was so far out of it that he was totally unable to communicate.
Do you copy?
I have no intention of leaving my home here and returning to live with this moral degenerate.
Do you copy?
Now this ain't your name, man.
Do you copy?
Roger.
Any of the statements?
Why don't you spend your time trying to find out where he gets his drugs and stop worrying about me?
Do you copy?
Roger.
Okay, I'll send the statement. Okay,
Maria
Katsaris is next. She's coming right now, and she will give her statement right now. Do you copy? Okay. You know how to do this yourself, so what you do. You want me saying you copy?
You copy, you say.
This is WB6MID portable 8R3 and an international phone patch with WA6DTJ. Clear frequency is appreciated.
WA6DTJ, go ahead.
This is Maria Katsaris. I am 24 years old, and I am the daughter of Stephen Katsaris, who I understand is making public statements to the media that I am being held in some sort of state of captivity here in Guyana. Do you copy?
Roger, go ahead.
He has also said a lot of other things that are equally and totally false. I'm making this statement to set the record straight once and for all. Do you copy? First of all, I am not being held in any sort of captivity. That is totally absurd. I have gone to several places on business for the church and have traveled alone. Obviously, I am free to come and go as I please. Do you copy? You can check with the U.S. Consulate, Mr. Richard McCoy, who has visited our project and who knows about our work. I have been to his office on business many times alone, and I have flown with him in a private aircraft alone and could have said to him on any number of occasions anything I wanted to. Do you copy? The statement of Mr. Katsaris is an insult, not only to myself, to Jim Jones, to People's Temple, but to the integrity of the Guyana government and to the United States Consulate and State Department. Do you copy? Now, let's get down into the real reasons for Mr. Katsaris' lies. First of all, this man has sexually molested me. He did this all through my childhood, up into my teens. Do you copy? He has always had a sick attachment to me. He is, indeed, a disturbed person and has had to go for several years to a psychotherapist about his problems. He is a highly manipulative person, and like many mentally sick people, he is an excellent actor. He can look you right in the eye and convince you that he is the model of virtue. Do you copy? He is particularly hung up on me and cannot stand the fact that I have grown up, have left his household, and refused to worship him. He has actually told me that I should worship him as an icon unto God. Do you copy? Not only that, but the man was an ordained minister all during the time he was molesting me. What he put me through had so totally traumatized me as a child that I was for years terrified to even tell anyone anything about it. You copy? Now I am telling everyone and putting it on the record. I don't want anything to do any longer with this sick man. I am engaged and fully independent. Do you copy? I resent deeply this man's public lying, his various schemes against the People's Temple, against Jim Jones, and against me, in order to pursue his basically sick designs. At this point, I am fed up, and I am telling him now that I am leading my own life and want absolutely no part of him. Do you copy? It is time he grew up, got over his pathetic hang-ups and desires to be worshipped. I'm saying to Stephen Katsaris, I want you to leave me alone. Do you copy? I couldn't be happier than I am here in Jonestown in Guyana. This community is a great challenge and opportunity for me. And I have never felt better, been healthier, or been involved in more interesting and rewarding work. Do you copy? The end of my statement? That is the end of my statement.
Okay, how are you copying? Because you got a lot of, this QSB, you can explain that. It's fading on this end, over.
Let me see how they're copying.
Roger, did they miss anything of Maria's statement that they would like repeated? Over.
You see, that's what the fuck is for.
Copy. It means you copy it.
So what I'm saying is you copy it, you didn't copy it that.
Okay, Roger, if you might check when I say do you copy, when the party says do you copy, make sure you check to see that they are copying as well. That is the whole point. Over.
Okay, Mess was going to do it real soon.
Yeah, you say do you copy when I whisper. I want him to say do you copy. What's the two?
Negative copy?
Say what, when we get statements from the office, right?
When we are done with the statements, they can ask questions.
Okay, sit down, Wesley. Make yourself at home.
This is Wesley Bridemock, and I'm 18 years old. I heard my brother is now suddenly interested in me. Do you copy? He never was concerned before. That makes me sick. The only time he saw me is when I went to see him. Do you copy? I know he doesn't approve of my associations with blacks because I married a black woman. Do you copy? And he didn't like it. Well, I don't care. And I don't like him either, because I love my wife. Do you copy? I think he's tied in with those punks who are in the press conference in front of the San Francisco Temple. Do you copy? He never tried to contact me before, never. I know he's used a lot of dope and drinks a lot too. I don't trust him, do you copy?
Roger, roger.
Anyone who wants to tear this down is a sadist, a criminal, or a neo-Nazi. They've got to be out of their minds. Do you copy?
Roger, roger.
Listen, I'm preparing to go to college, and there are all kinds of opportunities for me here. And I don't want it messed up by him or anyone else. I'm not going anywhere, do you copy?
Roger, roger.
As far as I'm concerned, he should leave me and my mom and sister in peace. Do you copy?
WB6, MID, portable 8R3 in Guyana, South America. An international phone patch in progress with WA6 DTJ. Roger, roger. Here is Leanne Harris.
I talked to my dad, Sherwin Harris, earlier this week, who sounded like a robot. And this statement is to this robot and whoever programmed him. Do you copy? My name is Leanne Harris. I am a 21-year-old adult woman. And I understand that my dad, Sherwin Harris, wants to see me. I have absolutely no desire to see him, and I want him to leave me alone. Do you copy? He never was particularly concerned about me. He divorced my mom before I was born. My mom was the one who reared me and paid my expenses. He never paid child support or helped me financially in years. Do you copy? Once when I saw him, he actually was upset because I didn't drink or smoke. He called me a goody two-shoes and that if I lived with him, he'd teach me a few things. That's coming from a man who's got a fiance approximately my age. Do you copy?
Roger.
His former wife was mean. I didn't visit them often. One time I visited with him, she hit me over the head with a baseball bat. She's locked me in the closet, slammed my head against the wall, slapped me for no reasons. My dad didn't listen or do anything about it when I told him. That woman hated me. He knew it and didn't even care. Do you copy? I want him to get this straight. I'm happy here. Happier than I've ever been in my life. And I don't want to see him or have anything to do with him until he is reformed. Do you copy? That's all I have to say. I hope he gets my message. I don't know how to say it any stronger. He acts so concerned now. But where was he when I was growing up? Do you copy? Adjusted and capable kids. Do you copy? Anyone who would want to lie about this community and try to tear it down, as far as I'm concerned, is either out of their mind or has some selfish, twisted motive. Do you copy? I don't know what category my ex-father fits into, but whatever one it is, I am not interested in seeing him. Tell him not to waste his time trying to see me. I do not trust him or his motives. That's all I have to say. Do you copy?
Okay, this is WB6 MID portable 8R3 WA6 DTJ. Stand by. Are you still copying? Okay, Roger. This is Donna Ponce. Donna Ponce. My name is Donna Ponce, and I'm 15 years old. I'm living here in Guyana with my mom. Do you copy?
It's a lot of static. Say it over there.
My name is Donna Ponce, and I'm 15 years old. I'm living here in Guyana with my mom. Do you copy? A journalist has told us that my dad, Don Ponce, has threatened to hire mercenaries to come and get me dead or alive. Do you copy? I would like to know how he can get by with this sort of thing. Do I have to be kidnapped or shot before someone stops this maniac? He had better just keep off my back. Do you copy? Yeah. Okay, stand by. Okay, stand by.
This is Billy Oliver.
Okay, Billy Oliver. Billy Oliver has walked in, and he has a statement to make.
Okay, go real slow and loud, okay? Don't worry, I'll say to do your copies, okay?
This?
Wait, right into the morning. Loud, real loud. Hey, don't worry. Okay, ready?
This is Bill Oliver, and I just want to say that I'm sick of my parents trying to mess with my life and my brother's. Do you copy? I told them once before that I didn't want to see them again, ever, and I meant that. Do you copy? Howard Oliver, my dad, he never did anything for me. All I can remember of my childhood is how he beat me with ironing cords or coat hangers or whatever he can get his hands on. Do you copy? I've hated him for as long as I can remember. He's a mean, selfish person. Oliver's watch and jewelry at 2050 Fillmore was used for a bookie front for gambling. And as for my mom, she knows what she did to me before I got into church. Do you copy? If I'd done what they wanted me to do, I'd be in a life of crime today. They're both sick. Do you copy? Me and my wife are both building a good life here. So I won't stand for it. I made my choice, and that's it. Do you copy? But by the way, I would like to know where all the money's coming from to hire someone to follow me and my brother in Georgetown. I know they don't have this kind of money to do this kind of thing themselves. Do you copy? When my brother was recently in Georgetown, people came up to him and told us that our parents had sent them to keep an eye on us. I'm fed up with this. Leave me alone, and I hope that's clear.
Okay. Roger, you just... There's a couple of more.
There's a few more.
Stand by. Wait a second, I'm counting. Okay, here you go. This is Chris Rosinko. Okay, real loud and slow. Do you copy?
I'm Chris Rosinko. I'm an electrician, and I'm 23 years old. I understand that my sister Sandy wants to see me and has joined the people who are against Jim Jones. Do you copy?
Slow down.
Start all over again.
No, wait, you better ask him. Shall he go over whatever he was saying? Over?
Go ahead, but slow down.
I never liked her. She was always degrading my black friends and insulting them. She's a racist, and I don't want anything to do with her. She has sex with Elmer Myrtle, who has since changed his name to Al Mills, who is some 30 years older than her. She stood by quietly while they used a young black woman as a house slave. I don't want anything to do with her.
Did you copy? Okay. Stand by a second. Hi, this is Magnolia Harris. Magnolia Harris, do you copy?
Okay, I'll hold the free Magnolia, but go slow and real, real loud.
And I'll tell you, when I do that, let's do that. Do you copy?
Look, my name is Magnolia Harris.
Real loud, real loud, okay. Real.
My name is Magnolia Harris. Look, I'm going to be brief. Do you copy? I have written my daughter several times and have even asked her to come visit. Do you copy? Now she's turned around and gotten nasty and is joining up with people who are trying to tear down this place, trying to tear down Jim Jones. Do you copy? My personal belief is that people have gotten to her and told her a lot of lies. As long as she's playing along with people who have been trying to destroy our pastor and our church, I want her to know that she can forget about me. Do you copy? I don't want to see her or have any communication with her. I'm happy here and have never enjoyed life so much. If my daughter cannot respect my choice to live here, I'm sorry. Do you copy? She will have to choose her own path in life. I won't interfere with her life, and I don't want her to interfere with mine. Do you copy? At age 61, I think I have a right to choose my own life. I am not interested in going to the United States. Do you copy? I have a life here that is just wonderful. I also just want to say that I am sick and tired of hearing about the lies that are being told about Jim Jones. This is to me a conspiracy to destroy a great man, and the people involved in it are just twisted up inside. Do you copy? They were too selfish and probably too racist. If my daughter cannot see through that, it's too bad.
Say thank you. Say thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay. Do you copy? Okay. It's fading a little bit on this end, but stand by. Ready? You can now say this is Al Touche. That's great. Okay. Here's Al Touche. Al Touche. Al Touche Jr. Over.
My name is Al Touche. I'm 23 years old. I'm living here in Jonestown with my family. We have been here for over 3 years and have helped to build Jonestown from its earliest stages. Do you copy? My sister Mickey Touche was once in People's Temple and has left and has come out telling a lot of lies about us. She says she is concerned about me and my family. That is the biggest lie of all. Mickey showed where she was at several years ago when she forged checks on my dad and stole money from my family. Do you copy? She also ripped off a lot of money from the church. So how can anybody that has done all of this to her family be concerned about us? When Mickey left the church, she said she was going out to be a terrorist. Do you copy? Mickey hooked up with a few of her friends who claim to be commandos. And I'm sure that Mickey hasn't told any of you about their plans to blow up a bridge in Oregon, which our church reported to the sheriff of Mendocino County at the time. Do you copy? Mickey and this group finally left the temple when they could not get anywhere trying to convince other young people to go along with their mad ideas. Do you copy? Now she's coming out talking a lot of bunk about People's Temple and trying to tear down Jim Jones. It's clear that something pretty weird is going on. And I'm sure Mickey is part of the conspiracy that is trying to destroy Jim. And her so-called revolutionary trip was deliberate to make trouble for the temple. Do you copy? Mickey has always been a devious person. I hope that someday the truth comes out about People's Temple and Jim Jones, about how it has helped young people like myself, how it has given us an education and taught us technical skills like carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work that I'm now doing, and I'm also in charge of heavy equipment. Do you copy? Jim Jones is the most forgiving man I know. Several years ago, my dad told lies against Jim Jones to a government agency. Do you copy? And he later admitted that they were lies, and that the reason he told them was he felt threatened because his wife and children were members of the church. Now he is one of our best project managers here. Do you copy? People's Temple and Jim Jones are the best thing that has ever happened to me. And it's a terrible thing when someone in my own family tries to tear it down. All I can say is that the attacks on Jim have made me stronger in my convictions, and that goes for the rest of my family as well.
Roger.
Roger, Roger. Can I better identify now? WB6MID Portable 8R3 International Phone Patch with WA6DTJ. Please, clear frequency is appreciated. This is Mary Griffith. Do you copy?
Roger,
go ahead. Okay, slow and very loud, like you're sharing.
I just want you to know this is the last time I am talking. You copy? I am tired of this. My daughter was on dope. Do you copy? She gave me her baby Dana at birth. I raised her all these years. We are happy here. Do you copy? We are staying here. Do you copy?
Say it again. We are staying here.
We are staying here. We are staying here. Do you copy?
Roger, Roger, Roger. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you. I mean it. Do you copy?
Roger.
Okay. Now leave me alone, sir.
Leave me alone.
Okay, well, she got up. She got up and walked out. Stand by a minute.
This is Carol Kearns, and I am 19 years old. I am living in Guyana very happily. Do you copy? I would like to address myself to my sister, Jeanette Kearns, who has spent a lot of time in Letterman General Hospital, the psychiatric ward. Do you copy? I understand some elements of the media are using her as a reference person. I don't understand why anyone would use a mentally unbalanced person for this purpose. Do you copy? She professed to be worried and concerned about me. She has never shown any concern about me in my life. Do you copy? In fact, when I was a young girl, I was raped by my brother, and she stood and watched and didn't even help. Do you copy? Now she's trying to hurt the only thing that helped her, People's Temple. It was Jim Jones that got her off drugs and encouraged her to go back to school after she flunked out, and even arranged tutoring for her. Do you copy? She has joined with people like Jim Cobb and his sister Terry. It is ironic because Jeanette said it was Jim Cobb who sexually abused her to the extent that she was traumatized so bad she could hardly talk about it. Do you copy? As I am concerned, she can live her life and I will live mine. Do you copy? I will live mine.
Okay, there are four more people. Four more people.
Any more?
Negative copy? Did you say something that's hard to copy you?
There are only four more.
Well, there are only four more. Here is Bob Davis.
My name is Bob Davis. Liz Foreman, who was a member of People's Temple, has been active in the smear campaign against Jim Jones. Do you copy? I shacked up with her, and she is a very, very self-centered person. Do you copy? When her grandfather had a serious operation, She told me that she hoped that he would die so she could get the money in his will. Do you copy? This shows how cold-blooded and inhumane that she is. She had sex with a teenage boy and molested a young girl that we were taking care of. Do you copy? When I found out about this, I was appalled. Liz Forman is a completely amoral person. Do you copy and out?
Okay, but Marcy and Barbara Simon are here. They're twin sisters. Marcy and Barbara Simon. Barbara is, hi, this is Barbara. Okay.
My name is Barbara Simon.
Real loud.
My name is Barbara Simon. I am 22 years old. I'd like to address this to Leon Simon. Do you copy? You've got a lot of nerve being a lying, thieving, pimping, rip-off preacher. Do you copy? Who goes around stealing from poor people in your church. Do you copy? You drive around in fancy cars, live in a mansion. Once you stole money from your church treasury. It was common knowledge. Grandma even told me you took money. Do you copy? From the church treasury. So lay off and make headlines on your time, not mine. Do you copy?
Marcy, I'm not in a real life.
My name is Marcy Simon, Barbara's twin sister. And I agree with everything she said about Leon Simon. And all he ever did was just drive around in big fancy cars and never cared anything about me or Barbara. So I wish he'd just leave us alone and don't just forget about us.
Roger, Roger. Can I identify the real time? Cassandra? Okay, here's Cassandra Minor. Cassandra Minor. Can Cassandra talk real, real loud and slow?
I hear that one of my brothers is showing a sudden interest in me. I am not interested in his concern. I am 21 years old. I am married, going to be a mother very soon. I'm very happy here. I want to be left alone. I'm studying to be a dietitian. I like my work. Goodbye.
Who's next? Christine Young, a professional nurse. Okay, remember? You said stand by. Do you want us to stand by for a minute?
Here's Christine Young. Jim Cobb is my oldest son. I am not his daughter. You copy? He apparently wants everyone to believe that he is my dad. He has a lot of mixed up ideas. I've always known that, along with the violent streak. Do you copy?
He has always had a violent streak.
He's always had a violent streak. He has a lot of nerve also. It takes a lot of nerve to even think that I would return from beautiful Guyana, where I am totally happy. Do you copy? I'm here with my five lovely children. And why does he think that I would want to be with him and his unstable, violent ideas? Do you copy? People's Temple assisted Jim Cobb financially through over 4 years of college. He promised to repay the money. Instead, he joined a anti-People's Temple gang. Joining gangs is typical of Jim Cobb. While in college, he joined a guerrilla-type gang. Do you copy? They stole guns and rifles and manufactured ammunition. When we heard about this, we reported this to the county sheriff. Do you copy? And then he left.
Wait, let's start over again.
And then he suddenly left.
And then,
let me tie Chris down the button. Thank God.
And then he suddenly left. Now he is requesting that I return. I would like to ask this question. You want me to return Jim Cobb to where and for what?
Sam Boston.
This is the last one.
Okay, this will be the last comment. The last comment. Do you copy?
I am very happy for the opportunity to speak. I am Marceline Jones. I have been married to Jim Jones for nearly 29 years. Do you copy? He is a man of the highest integrity. I am tired of the lies that have been told about my husband and our family. And when I get back to San Francisco, I am going to sue for defamation of character every person who has participated in the conspiracy to destroy Jim Jones, a man who has always been an advocate of the poor and the oppressed. Do you copy? Please understand, I have full intention of suing for defamation of character unless the lies are retracted and corrected immediately. Do you copy me?
Okay, give me a count. Give me a count first.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10.
Try it again, try it again.
I'm going to pretend it's not there. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, Can you relay them?
We want to know who's asking the question.
We want to know who's asking.
First, we would like to know, of course, who is asking the question, and perhaps you can relay it through. Over.
Okay, people are getting this. They thought in these.
I'm a piss. There's only a pot. I'm a piss. Just don't get the pot.
Bob Croak, Clark Center as a press Democrat. Totally. Can I say something? First of all, we categorically deny all charges before questions begin.
No, wait.
All right. He would like to know, Roger.
Any of the people in the petition are going to keep up
the implication of the petition to come back. Negative copy.
Repeat. Negative copy. No.
He would like to know.
Negative copy. I'm doing it for your
friends. He wants to know. Okay. Did you get your question?
Say, if no one wants to take up.
No one wants to take up the invitation. Do you copy?
Next time you will be here.
Can I say something like, you know, you guys are really on the wrong track. You really should come back.
So you know this freedom of movement with 100 people, as I told you, in Georgetown, living for 2 weeks. You repeat the damn thing. They're dumbasses.
If they ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Irene Maloney.
Preston.
San Francisco Progress.
Question
for Maria.
Do you copy?
Maria. Roger. Stand by a second. Maria. Okay. This is Maria. This is Maria. Go ahead. He's gonna reel in. It's a long one.
It's a native copy. It's a out of the ship with these two next to it.
She has letters from you to your father.
She has letters from my father. Is that what I'm hearing?
From you to your father. Roger. I'd like to know about the embassy not having
a number
for the
A negative copy.
Difference of tone.
Negative copy?
Difference of tone. Between those and them.
Oh, see, I was doing that to keep him off my back.
No, other people told me I should be civil to him, but I couldn't take it anymore.
Other people had told me that I should be civil to him, but I couldn't take it anymore. Do you copy?
Not when he comes out acting smiles.
Roger, other people had told me to be civil to him, but I'm tired of it. I'm really fed up with it. Over.
Civil.
Do you copy? Roger, I am fed up. This is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Let's have a couple more negative copies so it looks like the band is really up there.
Negative copy, and who is the question for?
To whom?
Wants to know about Mark's line? He wants to know what? Over?
About Mark's line.
Want us to get him?
He wants to get him.
Would you like us to get him?
Get Mark's line. Mark's line, meet him.
Mark's line. Would you like us to get him? Over?
He talked to his mother and told her to get lost.
He talked to his mother and told her to get lost. Over.
We'll get him.
But we'll get him. Stand by and we'll get him. It'll take a minute. Stand by. Can we go on with any other question while we win?
No, it's still the time. We got more specific.
Maybe we can say he's here now and get the question.
This is WB6MID portable 8R3 with WA6DTJ. Standing by.
He's watching a movie just a minute. He'll be here.
Mark's watching a movie just a minute and he'll be here.
Now he's here.
He's here now. Go ahead.
Okay, never mind.
So, here, just for the record. My mother beat me the last time.